Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. A new intelligence report reveals that Muslim anti-Semitism is a strategic threat to Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
According to a recent intelligence report, Muslim anti-Semitism is growing in scope and extremism to the point that it has become a credible strategic threat to Israel, and Israeli policymakers are concerned with the potential danger this may pose to the Jewish state. The report indicates that by educating generations of Muslims with a deep animus toward Israel and Jews, this anti-Semitism, actively promulgated by many Arab and Islamic states in the Middle East, holds back the peace process and normalization efforts between Israel and Muslim countries. The report says this is prejudice that is evil. It is ideological incitement by states and organizations with the practical means of translating it into evil action. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A growing anti-Semitism among the Muslim states in the Middle East is not only a strategic threat to Israel, but a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The recent intelligence assessment that was released by the Intelligence and Terrorism Information Center reported that Muslim anti-Semitism is growing in scope and extremism, and Israeli officials are on alert due to the strategic threat this phenomenon poses to the Jewish state. The basis for this growing anti-Semitism among Muslims, according to the report, is coming from strictly Islamic reasoning. It's an anti-Jewish hatred developed through new interpretation of Islamic history and the scriptures. Indeed, a study of biblical history of two men, Isaac and Ishmael, will give us better understanding of this strategic threat. Isaac had a son named Jacob, who had 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel, which are the Jewish people of today. Ishmael also had 12 sons, but did not father the Arab world. Instead, Ishmael went to Arabia and fathered one nation. That is according to Genesis chapter 17 and verse 20. He fathered the modern-day state of Saudi Arabia, which is the birthplace for the Islamic faith. A hatred that goes back some 4,000 years is the reason for Islamic anti-Semitism, which Bible prophecy said would indeed come to pass. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...